everybody. Well, tonight is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. This is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And the date today is the 17th of December, 2016. So we'll clear the date for everyone. Here we go. And I'll just count to five to clear it. We'll see if that does it. So one, two, three, four, and five. Nope, it's pretty heavy. Oh, boy. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's a little better. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, that feels better. Remember, this date is stuff that happened to you today. And then also, as you're being copy and pasted from what happened a year ago and 2 years ago, going back to probably your whole life, plus maybe your genetic past lives, and also soul family events. So I'm going to clear this just to change it a little bit. So we'll say that somebody in your soul family is having difficulties, and your spirit naturally connects to that. And so it might be taking on some of that burden, some of the load from somebody else that you don't even know about. So here we go. Let's clear that. So this is for one of your soul family members that has corded you. So sit back, feel your body energies. Here we go. So releasing that. I'm going to first do a male soul family member, and then I'll do a female. We'll just see, make it a little more intriguing here. So here we go. Male first, so releasing that. One, two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll do that one again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And now one of your female soul family members that want you to take on their burdens. You have this experience. So here we go. Releasing this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That was much easier. So we'll see what we get for comments there. Remember, that's what they do to you. If, you know, you, in a sense, volunteer on a, when you go see your soul family members because you've had situations going on in your life and you know how to handle it very easily. So you raise your hand and say, yeah, I can do this here, no problem. So, normally it's typically negative things. You know, I don't know anybody who's keeps getting money in their mail all the time. If you do, I'm sure we got a lot of people listening who might want to, ask for a favor or something from you. But anyway, typically, you may get bills, or maybe you're cooking a meal or something and that hot water spills on you and you got burned and you go, man, I knew I better not to do that. I shouldn't have that pot full of hot water. You know, this happened to me a few years ago on the 17th, and it happened now to me. And why am I re-experiencing that? Well, because somebody in your soul family probably was sleeping. They didn't know about that experience, or they needed to get burned, so they didn't want to do it. But you said, I can do this. I did it 2 years ago. No problem whatsoever. So let's clear away a situation from you. First energize the light beam. So here we go, light beam activation. It'll bring peace to your room. So here we go, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. And now we're going to take away one of your situations that you're dealing with. It could be physical pain. Normally it's something that you don't like, an emotional problem or something. So here we go. I can release from you that one particular thought that has a timeline attached to it. So here we go, releasing that. Let's think of it first, naturally. The darkness gave it to you in mind and your thoughts, and you to bring it up the same way. So here we go, releasing it. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. So we're going to go to the light ship about a quarter tail, and we'll see if Ann's out there. Ann, are you out of the get-ready room?
I am. I look fantastic. I'm all set. Yes, thank you, Ron, for those wonderful clearings to start off our show tonight. So if you're new, welcome. You're listening to Ron Ametron. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron has a wonderful website, creationlightship.com, which you can check out after the show. A trip to the lightship means we will be bilocated with Ron to a very powerful healing center. It's the place where we were all created. And you may request one physical healing for that event, so you'll want to think about what that's going to be. And then when the time comes, you'll say that out loud to the wonderful light beings who are doctors. And also, we can visit different locations in that room, so you're welcome to send us requests for any rooms you might wish to visit there tonight. And on the BBS Fast Chat page, one of those sections at the top, I think it says Lightship. I have to look. There's a list of some examples of rooms that we have visited in the past, and if you're unsure and you want to make a request, you can look on that. Also, I just wanted to talk for a minute, Ron, about what you did at the beginning of the show when you said your soul family could be affecting you and maybe you don't even, you know, realize what's going on with some of them. I sort of laughed to myself, wow, that's a bit of a case for keeping in touch with some people. Like, so, uh-oh, what are they going through so I can clear it off of me? But the soul family clearing is canceling our contracts, isn't it?
Typically, yes, uh-huh.
Right.
And you could get new ones, naturally. You know, like if you saw something, we can just talk about Fukushima. That was, you know, years ago. But if somehow when that devastation happened there and you felt really sad and traumatized, you know, because of that, you know, which is kind of a normal reaction, maybe even got upset because, you know, having nuclear power plants that close to the ocean. But aside from that, you know, and having the situations there, what went on, and, you know, I won't go into all that stuff. But, you know, if you were affected by it, then very possibly you had a soul family member there who lived in Japan, and or, you know, maybe for some reason you actually were there living a parallel life. And, you know, you start seeing things that you recognize, and what you're seeing that you're recognizing, you know, on TV, is from that, because you have that glimpse of having a parallel life. So that's just another way of looking at it. But yeah, if you do feel that and you go, wow, yeah, I do see things on TV once in a while, and I know I probably have been there, but I haven't been out of my house, you know? Well, that's the reason, because you will get the memories from that. So back to you.
Okay, great, Ron. So I really recommend the soul family clearing to everyone, and you know, so that we get off of the these contracts that we foolishly apparently created for ourselves before we were born, and get put into probably as we go along too. And another thing, Ron, when you cleared the date, you mentioned that it was particularly heavy. So every day, I put the date and the day of the week and the planet associated with the day of the week into the natal barcode clearing, and I feel like that's working really well for me. And I clear it the same way on the alien keyword intercept.
Very good.
Yeah, so, and I test it for myself when you clear. I don't really feel anything coming off of me, so I know that it's working. So thank you for that. Also, I want to mention that last night's BBS show was spectacular. Ron cleared timelines from the 12 source energies of thinking and of memory. So, like, Ron, to listen to that or tell people to listen to that so they can experience the healings. But I still recommend last night's show because it was very interesting what Ron did. But the healings that he did were planetary, and they are now complete. So whether you were listening to the show or not, you benefited from that. The whole planet benefited from those. And
what it was for is taking away the 12 source energies. It's like the way the dark side gets in the back door to connect to our thinking. And then I also did, what word is that? It was your thinking and memories, yeah.
Right.
So that's how they come in. So they use the 12 source energies and they connect to them because the energy is here on the planet, not being used by anything. It just was here as a residue, from creation. and they were using that to resonate to you these different situations. So that's kind of what was going on. So we cleared those. So that's very good. So the energies that we got rid of could probably help you out in those two arenas of consciousness. So back to you.
Yes, and I would. We would love to hear from people who were on the listening to the show last night, but also I'd be curious to hear from people who are listeners, but weren't listening last night. To just ask them, did you feel anything? Like that would be interesting. I feel like if people weren't even aware of what was going on, but did they notice things changed in the world today? Have you noticed any changes, Ron?
No, I'm very busy with many, many things. So for myself, no.
Okay.
And even the show last night is so distant from me right now.
That
I don't even remember.
Right.
Much about it at all.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because I felt really good last night, and then part of this morning felt a little like chaotic and overwhelming. So I feel like things were shifting around me, maybe things I'm unaware of being taken away from me and off of me, things, mental programs maybe that I was used to are now gone. But then I, you know, did all my, you know, connecting back into my body, and I ran the Be Here Now clearing and a few things and got back on track. I'm back on the now timeline, but I don't know if anyone else had a feeling like that today. We do have some comments. I was laughing that last night I wrote to you before you did the mind to heart drop, I have no thoughts to release tonight, and I don't even remember writing that, Ron. So you had us all in very deep peace and very, very present last night. Someone wrote in they were feeling very warm. Someone said, my body responded to this instantly. Feel very heart-centered, not thinking about anything. My mind is blank. I'm looking at Kathy's comments. It was hard for her to keep that show going because she could hardly talk. So anyway, we have a couple of people have written in about how they experienced last night, Ron, so I'd like to read those. Thinking and memory release. After the 12 source energy thinking and memory release, I was absolutely relaxed and still. I did not want to move. I could not formulate the words at the moment of the show when you asked for responses, just to say all is very well. I slept soundly all night and no dreams that I can recall, which is remarkable.
Very good.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Let me see what else came in. And Ron, I wanted to ask you, after you did some the other 12 source energy releases, you did say that we could or should put the different 12 source energies on the natal barcode. Are there any healings in particular you feel we would benefit from doing today after what you did yesterday?
Boy, that's hard to say. I would look at, in general, since we're the last month of the year, how does this month feel for you? How does the year feel for you? Let's just say that for some people, this could be an awful year. Like, oh, man, I'm going to be glad to go into 2017, because it can't be any worse than this. That's just an example of, you know, going very negative with it. Or it could have been, man, this has been a great year for me, and I'm a little worried about next year because it's a different frequency. Is it going to be like this year or be worse or be much better? So this could be a month of anxieties, either direction, you know, for some people, if they relate to, you know, the months of the year and the year itself, okay? I myself don't relate to really any of it. I'm in the moment. So, you know, people say, well, how was your Thanksgiving? Well, it's just another day for me, you know, or how was this holiday, you know, or whatever. It, you know, the days just, you know, kind of go from one to the other. And so I don't have any real way to look at a good day or a bad day. It's just a day. So I don't normally try, I try not to get involved with the emotions of what's going on with other people. Because if you do get involved with those emotions that somebody is having, like Chicken Little, the sky is falling, or you get involved a lot with, you know, what's going on right now with, you know, the stuff on maybe YouTube with the alternative real news with, you know, what's happening, that could be kind of disturbing, but you can get put on the timelines. Remember, you know, there's no way to validate anything that you hear unless you happen to be there. I mentioned that on one of my shows a while back, you know. You could hear about some awful fire in, you know, we'll just say what, I'll just say Phoenix, Arizona, just to pick something that, you know, is kind of a popular town. And, you know, maybe they can say burnt half of Phoenix down. Well, they could have media from that and pictures, but is it really Phoenix? And is it, and this is going into the sci-fi realm, is it really on this planet? Like I said before, more than likely a lot of the movie sets that you see and the situations that you see in movies and the buildings and things, did they really put all that money into making these things, you know? I mean, some of these are very, very elaborate, and they're all new age looking. And, you know, where do they get those ideas and how to do all this and the cost to even produce it and to create it and, you know, with construction and stuff on some of these things? Are they really here? Do they really put all that money into these things? Or just do they all get abducted without them knowing about it? Remember, you're turned off and on every 10 minutes and it's different you. And plus they turn you off and on, you know, continuously, and they can just abduct the whole movie set, everybody who is going to be in that movie and everything else, and transport you right into an off-planet hologram, or it could even be real, and now you're on a different movie set in the Beyondo. So that does happen. So like I'm saying, if you hear something that's really bad, if you can't go to yourself to validate it, okay, and to physically see it, then is it real, you know, just because somebody is telling you about it? So you got to be very careful because they can put you on this timeline, like the Chicken Little timeline, you know, the sky's falling, and you could be believing it, and you could get all the validation from everybody else around you who got the same information, and it could be the sky could be falling on a timeline, but now you're abducted onto that timeline, and you're not in the present Earth reality where it's never even happened at all, never even what was an occurrence or even thought of happening. So you have to kind of look at this and say, gee, is this real or not? It might be in duped, it might be in told a storyline that isn't real, but it would be real if you go into that timeline. But is it real on the real Earth? So that's the main thing you need to look at. How real is real to you? And what's your belief system? And you believe to be on timelines and going out there to experience somebody else's reality that they want everybody to be on, or you want to be in the present moment where you're not dealing with other people's timelines. You don't want to be stuck on timelines. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Now, are the aliens beginning to do somewhat less of that now with all the work that the Special Forces has been doing and all the successes we've been having?
I don't know. I'd have to ask the listening audience how they feel. Remember, I'm in the present moment. I am having less stuff happening because we're holding the space very well here. I would possibly say yes. It'd be interesting if we had somebody listening who was actually a physical person fighting aliens, not the time-traveling soldiers, but somebody who is in the United States Space I say that right? United States Space Command, which is the people that go out to fight aliens out there. If we could have maybe one of those people contact us. But it would probably be more of the, I don't know if I use the word black ops or not, but it would be something like that where nobody really knows about it. And it might be still in the sense of being, some type of secret level of clearance, and they probably can't talk about it. But it'd be interesting to see if they say, yeah, you know, we had lots of aliens the last 5 years, and now it's getting less coming in here. But that'd be quite interesting. So anyway, who knows, maybe somebody might send us something on CLS questions that looks, pretty real. Or maybe even a film footage of them fighting aliens. Who knows? So anyway, I'm not going to hold my breath at all. But, it could be a possibility. So back to you.
Okay, yes, let's hope so. And you can send a message to Ron through clsquestions@yahoo.com. I will get it actually during the show, but you can also, of course, send it anytime during the week. You can also click on the box on the BBS radio station page that says Fast Chat and send a message in that way. Also, really, anytime you like. So someone else wrote in about last night, thank you so much for these clearings. It feels really good. I feel like a lot of stuff was released, especially from my brain, and the headache is gone. Feel peacefully energized. Thank you. I felt when you were doing that 12 source energies removal last night, I felt it in my brain also.
It'd be good to have follow-up on people if they could, send us something right now, if that'd be possible, on what they experienced last night and how they're experiencing that clearing today. I'm asking you if it's stuck or not, or, is it still here? No, it's done. But just to see how it's changing your life, that'd be quite interesting to see how you're responding to people around you and how they're responding to you. And
right.
It still may take a while to have people have this new energy, we'll say, affect them. Because they're, people are still used to going on timelines and doing things, but all of a sudden it may start to drop away because the aliens have no way to come into your back door to do things to you. So back to you.
Yes, yes. Okay. Here's another message about last night. I was so relaxed and was just so thankful. I can tell my body was able to relax in a way, and I have not felt so good in a long time. Anxiety that I hold on to seemed to just go away. Things are just pleasant. You mentioned Thanksgiving. It was just another day. I was enjoying myself, no expectations to speak of. I am able to just go with the flow better. Thank you, Ron.
Yep, that's great, yeah. And when you go with the flow, then normally, I would say you're going to be with source energy because time will stop for you. And when time stops, then you're with your spirit having, a good time or whatever you're doing, and time stops. I have not seen the dark side replicate that. Okay? The way they could try to replicate it would be to abduct you and to give you some type of dream situation like daydreaming, and that's not source energy, but they cannot, where you have your own power, where you actually start being creative and you turn off the timelines and turn off the connection to them. It's an automatic situation when your spirit connects with you as you start doing something. It's something they can't control. So, everybody does do that. If if you're an artist out there and you're doing a lot of maybe painting or something, or even maybe a carpenter or whatever, whoever you are, just doing something where you enjoy doing it and time, goes by and you're using your body energetics and the body knowledge to do your particular skill or task. And if you don't think about it, because remember, your body knows everything, and so does your spirit, so automatically you're going to know what to do. And at that point, you're out of time. Now, when you start analyzing what to do, now you're in time, and that's when you could possibly make mistakes. So that's where they kind of say, if you're cutting wood, you probably heard this. If not, it's definitely true. Measure twice, cut once. if you're a carpenter out there, if you've done that before, and you're trying to think how to, you get your tape measure out and you got to cut it, something, say, at 28 inches, and somehow the darkness goes, I'll fix this person. We'll make them think that they're marking off 28 and we'll make them cut off, do it at 27, And, you do everything, but you're using mind energy. And then all of a sudden you go, oh, man, I'm an inch short. I don't have another piece of wood, So that's what happens. So measure twice, cut once if you're in mind energy. So back to you.
Okay, it's so worth it to make sure you're in heart, in your heart before you do anything, because it always ends up being a mistake, as you said. So we have a question about clearing the 12 source energies, and I believe what you said, Ron, is to write in source energy 1 on the natal barcode and clear it, and I guess on alien keyword intercept also. But this person is asking, when we put the 12 source energy in a clearing, should we be clear that the one we want cleared is the one floating around Earth?
Boy, that could be complicated with that. I don't know if you're going to be able to have, it will have some success for you. But just putting it into one of the clearings, to have each one of the 12 source energy disconnect you from something, there's not enough horsepower on the website to do that. So you could try it and just see. It will help, but it's not going to be like when I actually physically do it for people, live on the different the conference calls or the BBS radio shows here. It's not the same. I would say you'd probably have 1% of the energy there.
Right. But the thing is, I think if you put in, let's say, source energy 1, 2, and go through all the way to 12 on the natal barcode, we can't do anything wrong or hurt actual source energy. So whatever we're clearing away is only going to be of the darkness, right? So it's only helpful, even if it's not, of course, as powerful as what you do.
Yeah, you can't do anything wrong with it, no.
Right, that's
right. But I don't know if you're going to have the success that you were thinking you're going to have on it. But anyway, give it a try and see. So back to you.
Okay, we have some more comments just came in. Last night was simply amazing. I was glued to my seat. I felt releases like I've never felt before. Behind the eye and the brain, too, and something shifted in my left ear. No thoughts was a wonderful experience. Thoughts came back today. Did the mind to heart drop? Let's see. And maybe more than I ever had. And not one thing. My 12-year-old dog was jumping around again for 5 minutes. Before the show came on, and was acting like a puppy. That's so sweet. And another one. Upon memory and thinking release, staying in the moment is effortless. Wonderful. Also, relating to others and communication seems more direct, where it's easier to get a point across. Thank you. Well,
that's very good. Good.
Okay, and good. We have a comment about the soldiers. Okay, but one more about last night. Wanted to respond, but could not think of the words to write them. It felt very much as I had done the mind-to-heart drop, only lasted much longer. Still could not comment by the end of the show. Very much in peace and tranquility. Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, yes, and someone else said, I wanted to mention that the six different Earth energy was amazing also. And that, I forgot to mention that. That's another reason why, if you missed last night's show, you'll want to go back on and hear everything Ron had to say. And basically, he brought in all of the spirits of the Earth that have ever been connected with Earth, and they're back here now. Did I say that correctly, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. So remember, the Earth was created for the first time with an Earth spirit, and that Earth spirit decided what to bring here for its manifestations. And so that could even be people, some life forms, trees, the water, whatever was on the Earth then is what it brought in. Now, it could be different then to what it is now, naturally, but it was here for whatever time it wanted to have this manifestation created. Now, at each ascension time, then at that point, typically with the planets and things like this that are large, then that planet is kind of, if that Earth spirit decided to move on to do something else, much like people have here with their forced reincarnation, as the body dies, you know, and then the spirit has to leave, so we can kind of, you know, look at it that way. So the Earth, the spirit of the Earth said, I experienced everything that I want here with these creations that I created with my frequency. Remember, the Earth's frequency is in everything that's, you know, on the planet. And so then it would say, okay, I want to leave. So at that point, another spirit, you know, would typically take over the blueprint and then energize it with its energy, okay? And it could be a completely different energy, you know. Making it simple, maybe it was female, then male, or whatever, or maybe we've had three females and one male. Just kind of keeping it very simplistic here, okay? But the next creation, when it chose to reestablish its contact and come into the Earth manifestation, then it would also have the availability, if it chose to not have a lot of the creations on it, or to have the same creations that was selected before, and even bring in more things. So that's the way it works. And then from there, the third one would do the same thing, and it would say, oh, you know, I don't like to have pink water. I want to have clear water. So it would just change the frequency because it's in control of manifesting the Earth. And it's using probably the initial blueprint. Maybe wanted the Earth to be pear-shaped instead of, you know, the way it is now. So, you know, you don't know. But what happened last night is we brought in all of these spirits, and they had their blueprint of the Earth. And so even if the Earth was slightly different, they brought in their creation and superimpose that over what we have right now. And so what that would do, it would tend to reinforce everything here, even with new life forms that may have been no longer here, extinct. But those life forms could still be, I won't say they're going to come back into manifestation, like you're going to wake up and see dinosaurs walking, you know, next to your house tomorrow or something. But basically everything is here. Do you have that permission, the planet, right now to do what it needs to do to get rid of aliens? And the other ones don't know about aliens because they probably were not here in that grade of intensity like we have now, taking away people's energies and connecting to them for abductions. So right away, there's a lot more horsepower. They don't want them here. They don't want to have anything taken away, anything that is their creation. And so you would be, in a sense,
their creation, because they're all kind of joining together. And since they're taking on and superimposing their energies here, you have a lot more energy from the planet coming up to kick out the aliens. So that's what's happening. And so very possibly they may say, hey, we got these alien clone tunnels down here. They go all over the world here. Aliens are living there. You know, if they're peaceful, they probably won't really care too much because they're not causing harm. But the ones that are doing the laboratory work, and the government's doing laboratory work underground and whatever, they may not like that, and they may start taking the energy and changing it. So, you know, I can't say they're going to cause, a lot of problems to people doing that or things doing that, but I'm sure they're not going to like it, and they may just flood these energies with light. And to an alien, that might scare the hell out of an alien having light come to it. So they may say, well, I've been here, done that, adios. So we'll see you later. So back to you, Anne.
Well, being infused with a lot of light would scare the hell out of a lot of humans, too, or people or clones or whatever we have here on the planet. So I think it's so positive, Ron, because that, you know, for the actual planet, the physical planet to heal, having all those spirit energies in it, that's going to be tremendous change.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if anybody out there could look at the auras on the different plants and things and just see if the plants are changing. It'd be interesting to know. Now we're in winter time, so you know, you're not going to see flowers out, but if you, you know, if we were in the summertime when we did this, you'd probably see maybe more colors on the flowers, I'm guessing. But check out everything. Maybe everything is completely changing its energetic system now. To resonate, because it has to resonate to all the spirits now that are here, those major, six spirits. So, and they already went through a change from number 5 to 6 previously. So now they actually have, the 4 more plus the other 2. So anyway, we'll see what happens. And, you know, you just kind of take note and see what's happening. You might see changes in the next month that you haven't seen before on the planet. Back to you, Anne.
Okay, yes, I'm very optimistic. Okay, after the call last night, I had no dreams. During the day, I was focused and got things done easily. I stayed in the moment and noticed when I started to go sideways. A lady in line at the store, when she learned I didn't have a bag, gave me one of hers. That's
great.
Nice. A peaceful experience. Okay, and so I'm happy to share somebody who is a soldier in Special Forces and is aware of what is happening, did write in, and they said that last night there were battles during the night. About 10 battle stations were going off, and it was about the aliens' protests against the clearings.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I'm sure somebody doesn't like it.
Yeah, because you took away their power and control.
Yep, uh-huh.
Okay, very interesting. Okay. Now I want to just say we have so many more emails to read. Tomorrow Ron is doing an 7-hour healing call where you phone in the morning and go to Creation Lightship for healings, and it's alien parasite removal from our physical bodies, and a lot of different healings, water charging, and it's a wonderful call, which you can still join us on by going to Ron's website. Again, it's creationlightship.com, and you can sign up for it there, and you'll get a phone number and a PIN number. So a listener is asking, Ron, if tomorrow is going to be the regular call that you do, or will you be doing more of the 12 source energy releases? I think last you did announce in advance you'd be doing some, and they're wondering if you're going to do that tomorrow.
I have no clue.
Okay.
Tomorrow is a million years away from me. I'll know when I start the call.
Right. Sometimes you know what you're going to do, I guess, and they were wondering. Okay. And so then I thought after, well, let me keep reading some of these things that are coming in. With the six earth spirits brought in, the energy on the earth feels clearer, stronger, more radiant and whole. Plants, sky, ocean, light, and clouds all look different. After last night's clearing, thoughts and memories cannot take hold. Noticing thoughts has been like watching bugs fly into the windshield. They stay outside of me, splat, and I easily wipe them away. With other people today, I could hold my own energy steadily, even out in thick crowds.
That's very good. And you can probably even see the energy in the air. If you start to look at something, it's going to be very clean, clear, pristine, kind of like, you know, the smog was taken away. It's energized. It's very energized, but you can't really put your finger on it or grab it, but everything is energized.
Yeah, that's really exciting. Really exciting. I remember when I first found Creation Lightship, and I had, of course, like so many people, been doing some New Age practices, etc. And when you explained that the Earth spirit at that time is actually a male, I really got a laugh out of that. And so I know then it's been different genders, you know, throughout time, but everybody really loved that phrase of, you know, Mother Earth. And I thought it was so funny when you said it's a male.
Yeah, well, that's a good way the dark side could trick you, because as you, if you know, if you're doing your, you know, spiritual practices and you need to connect to an energy, you would not be connecting to the real energy that's here. You'd be connecting to something on a timeline known as Mother Earth. So, on one hand, that's good because people won't hoard the planet. They'll be getting something else. But the other thing is that they're taking you completely sideways somewhere else through a fictitious timeline that's real somewhere else in the beyondal as they abduct you. So, I guess it's like it's getting close to going to the light shift. So I'll just have you read off a few of the rooms here, Anne, if you would. But we'll first go there, and I'll see what I have to bring us to. Then I'll ask you for what's come in. So here we go, everybody. This only works live on this BBS program right now. If you're on an archive, you can listen. You're going to feel peace energy. And then if you do want to go to the light ship, like we do, you have to be live every Saturday. So here we go. Going to go to the light ship. Going to bring up your animal pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, and naturally yourself. So here we go. And you're going to be wearing what you have on right now. So, you know, if you, and nobody's really, you know, looks at you with, uh-oh, you know, or you go, uh-oh. I kind of laugh. A friend of mine back in New York says, yeah, I was on your show, Ron, on Saturday, and I was in the bathtub. I said, well, yeah, it's all right. They probably gave you a robe or something if you wanted it, you know. But anyway, so she was a little more at ease. So anyway, here we go. Going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we're there. And I always go to hot tub rooms first for energetic detox. And right now we're in a pinkish golden gel. And that helps to take away energies that's kind of corded to us, stuck on us. And next we're going to go into a room, the oxygen room naturally, the bubbly oxygen. We go into the pain release room and floating magnets. So these are all very, very nice. And we'll go into a room now. We'll see what Ann has there. So what's next, Ann? What do you think?
The panda bear room.
Panda bear. So you want to request your healing out loud of what you'd like to have. because the light beings see you perfect, because who you are is what you created. They would not take away your creation, because that's what you wanted, and that's what you're living with. So here we go, Panda Bear Room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's always three light beings that will show up in the physical form that we're talking about here. Okay, next room, Ann.
The horse room.
Horse room. Okay, so I guess there's different types of horses and little ponies. So this is your choice. If you want three Clydesdales to come, up to you. You can ride on them if you wish and request your healing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And it looks like a lot of people are on Palominos right now. So there we go. Back to you.
Wow, that's terrific, Ron. I kind of feel that motion. Okay, the dolphin room.
The dolphin room. Here we go. So naturally, three dolphins, all different color of dolphins. So this is your choice what color you like to have. So here we go. Request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
The red oxygen room.
Okay. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger.
Puppies and kittens.
Okay. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So we're actually in two different rooms. So request your healing.
They don't put the puppies and kittens together, right?
Well, it's two different life forms.
Right. Okay, baby elephants.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
And, okay, that's it for our request, but I just thought of that magnesium salt bathroom that we did one time. That was wonderful.
Okay, going into that room then. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And, you know, we have so many listeners. A lot of times rooms that we have that we go to, they wish, oh, I wish you could have went to this room here or that room. So we'll first do this room for you, and then we'll do that room. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And just again, you know, request your healing. And the other room we're going into, so here we go, stronger, stronger, and stronger. Kind of sounds like that Three Stooges thing, I guess, you know. I guess that was it. Or maybe it's Laurel and Hardy or something, who's on first, what's on second, or something like that. I don't know the exact lingo on that, but anyway. So what's next? Anything coming in, or do you have your own request?
Well, I thought the gold room and the silver room.
Okay, gold room, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And silver room, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go on to the gold dust room. So that's very nice. I like that room. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And what I think I'll do is I'll leave everybody up, if you want to. This is your choice, for a little bit over an hour. We'll say an hour plus, I guess, about 8 minutes here. Well, straight up on the hour, and the next hour, you come back. So you're going to be in the gold dust room to have that energy come to you. Now, if you want it to become stronger, then you want to, you know, just indicate that. And you might, you know, leave the light being up on your monitor screen. So you can go to the BBS, you know, website, or, you know, or Creation Lightship website. Just get up the light beam up there, and it will bring to you the gold dust type energy. And you want to have a light beam up to facilitate that. And the gold dust, it's just very special. So you're going to feel some wonderful healing. So just request your one healing maybe every couple minutes or something. If you feel like it's completed, then, you know, request something else. That's, you can do that fine. But, you know, stay with one of them continuously until you feel sense that you've had enough of it and you feel balanced out with it. So you're going to be in that room until straight up on the hour of the next hour, and then you're going to come back. So if you're awake, naturally you're going to feel the energy kind of drop off as you come back from the light ship. So I'm not going to bring anybody down. I won't do it if you want to come back down. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, wow. Again, that was very peaceful, Ron, and healing. Thank you so much. And thank you for letting us stay on Creation Lightship for an extra over an hour. That's really wonderful. And I always do feel that when you've done this in the past, I do feel when we come back down. But I don't know. Your healings have been so powerful lately that I know I'm staying much more peaceful, and maybe it won't be as noticeable tonight. So someone wrote in, Ron, it's coincidental that Ron mentioned we look at our soul family agreements and what we are attached to and courted with. Today, I realized I'm being too patient with a soul family member who continually changes our arrangements and doesn't follow through on promises. Prior to the show, I ended my part of the deal and thought they had, but they actually didn't. I believe I was able to realize this today due to the 12 source energy release for thinking.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that is great. So I think we're all going to notice improvements in our lives and on the planet. And someone else asked, Ron, with the source, or rather spirits of Earth back on Earth, does that mean that the light is back on the planet, that you've turned the light back on or not?
Yes, it is turned back on, yeah.
Okay.
So it is on, because all the other spirits that are here, the six came in with light, so it is back on again, yes.
Okay, interesting. Great. And now I want to talk about, this is very important, it's not less important because we left it to the end of the show, but another very special healing call is coming up, and it's on Monday, this coming Monday, December 19th, 2016. It's going to be right after our Monday radio show, which is from 4 to 5, and then at 5:30 this call starts, and it's called the Body Restoration Healing Call. And in it, Ron will actually heal our internal physical organs. The call is only $50. You can still sign up for it. You could sign up for it, you know, right before the call if you want to. You pay through PayPal on Ron's site, creationlightship.com, and you'll get a receipt and a phone number. But if you don't get the phone number, which apparently the other day wasn't happening, you send your receipt to creationlightship@yahoo.com, and Ron will send you out the number. And if you have any, you know, problems or anything, we'll check the CLS questions website or email as well. But
yeah, I should be sending the ones that have sent me stuff already. I'll be sending those up probably tomorrow, more than likely. So I'll be doing that, and I also will be checking you know, probably an hour or so before the call, if anybody has, you know, maybe they're going to be listening to BBS tomorrow, I mean on Monday, and so I will be checking it, you know, before the call starts too. So if you don't get something, you know, by maybe an hour before the call starts, just send me an email.
Yeah.
In case it fell through the cracks. But normally I go back like 2 weeks, you know, on my emails and double check everything, but you know, things can't happen on emails. But anyway, I don't think I lost anybody yet. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, I just wanted to read some testimonials that have come in from the past. I believe this is the fourth time you've done this call for us. The last one was in June, and someone wrote in then to say, I was able to get on the whole organ restoration call. It was really great and thorough. My body feels quite refreshed, freer and lighter. Thank you so very much. Yes, you basically will go through all the organs. Oh, and someone sent in something very interesting that I thought I'd read again. In traditional Chinese medicine, they connect emotions to our physical body. So Ron will always say in every call, and he will on the Monday call too, you can request your own healing or request a healing. And what they told us here is the heart is traditionally connected with joy and being overexcited. The kidneys are connected to fear and fright. The lungs to grief and anxiety. The spleen to pensiveness and the liver to anger. So if any of those emotions are one of your triggers, you can, of course, clear them on the website, but through Ron's healings. But it is interesting to know these, you know, what a lot of people consider the connections to the organs, and I've heard that before. And you can, of course, Google more, you know, get more information about that if you want to learn more about it. Is there anything you want to talk about regarding Monday?
Well, no, not really.
Okay.
It's a nice call to be on, you know. I don't have any emotions attached to any of the calls that I do, so I know it's a good call, but that won't, you know.
Right.
You know, it's another call to me. It's just, you know.
Right.
This is part of my job, I guess, so.
Right.
Back to you.
And this is one. Well, I forgot to say that it's going to be 3 hours, which will go by in a flash. And you'll want to be peaceful and laying down the whole time if possible. Ron prefers you not be absentee. However, he has made an exception. You know, if you're overseas in a different time zone and it's going to be the middle of the night, you can send Ron an email and make the special request that you can be on the show absentee. I think one listener has done that, Ron, if I'm correct. Did you hear from somebody that they'll be asleep then?
Yeah, that's fine. If you're sleeping, that's good. You could be absentee if it's, you know,
right,
really late at night or something. But, you know, I don't want anybody who's maybe going to work and doing this and that, you know, to be on the call, because you need to sit down and listen to the whole call in its entirety to have it work. But if you're, you know, sleeping, or maybe you're here and maybe you work a different shift and this is the time that you go to sleep, you know, and you're in the States, you know, I can't have you absentee that way because you're not going to be moving around. So, yeah, that's the exception. But if you, you know, have a date that night or something, or, you know, you got a birthday party for your, you know, your sister's parakeet has a birthday, you got to go to it, you know, that's not going to work. So back to you.
Right. Okay. Someone else wrote in after last time, I have been intensely yawning and stretching all week, with the most intense being today. I believe this is due to letting go of so much negative energy that was released during the organ restoration call. I feel amazing, very relaxed, and also energetic, like I'm 10 years old again. Thank you so much, Ron. My body is functioning amazingly well. I am excited to do your pin release call and your other healing calls, as I believe they all help immensely with an accumulative effect of releasing the heavy energies we all get connected to every day.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, you don't know how where you are, how bad off you are, we'll say. Then you start having stuff cleared from you, and then you start feeling better and better, and you think that you're doing great until you have one of the calls, like the pin call or something, a shackle call or whatever, and you go, holy smokes, what happened here? I feel 10 times better than I felt the day before the call. So, yeah, that's what happens, because these things are kind of, you know, they're all in your storyline. And as you start getting your storyline released of the darkness as they have connected to you through stuff, then you start feeling better and better. And that's the whole thing. You don't know what you don't know. So back to you. I guess we could probably end our show. Anything else we need to talk about? Is getting close to 5 after here.
So I guess we're through. If anyone has any questions or issues or at all about the Monday, well, actually, I'm sorry, Liz will be able to speak about the call on the Monday radio show, but just in case, you know, it's such a good and important call, I think. So if you have any questions about it, you're welcome to write into clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I'll say goodnight, Ron, and thank you for doing the Mind Heart Drop and for keeping us on the light ship.
Okay, so just you're going to be a gold dust man or gold dust woman as you're on the light ship now. You know, you're breathing this. It's going through, the energy is going through your whole body with the gold dust energy. So here we go. Let's do the Mind to Heart Drop, which you should be doing yourself daily. Every hour would be great. And it only takes 20 seconds. You can whisper it too and tell all your friends. Let's see if they're really upset. Tell them to do this. Just by saying it out loud, well, it'll bring them into peace. They don't have to believe anything. So here we go. The process is very simple. You say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And to facilitate this, we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards. So, and you can do 3, 2, 1 if you wish. But for the newbies, do it 10 to 1 here. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everyone. Thank you. Blessings. And hopefully we'll see you tomorrow on our 7-hour conference call. And our next BBS program is Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific. And then at 5:30 Pacific time, we'll have our Restoration Oregon call. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, ladies, everybody out there. Thank you, listeners. Bye.